cases me in the court.
Sure.
Case back on the injunction on mm-hmm. parliament. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is about say bill no is constitutional and not constitutional. Yeah. Now, presidency on to mean chair now doing so best sign and not on sign mm-hmm. because of injunction.
Yeah.
Mini president here are doing power.
Okay.
Once there's a court case that is pending, mm-hmm. he can't act in a way that is sub judice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to say, I know a better court, no, so says court in the way in a juma. Chief Justice FTA case, you know, injunction case, you mm-hmm. know, and yet Obiana Eddie it to like nobody put a gun to mm-hmm. her head mm-hmm. on one of see 17th of July Obama ruling
yes.
in the injunction case
yes.
and Sana were going to the main case. Yet drew her 17th of July, Chief Justice see what Sana doing. Yeah, we case need now about Oma ruling
mm-hmm.
obey a main case Nankasa. And Sana Obama ruling in the injunction case.
Mm.
It's a big abuse of her office. It's a capricious, arbitrary, and malicious use of her office as Chief Justice.
But is it that she, because he heard that he, or she was president of a panel? And why do you make it about the Chief Justice?
Sana Wokano, on no set here panel. No?
Yes.
On one or head of the panel, on one or my judgment. No?
Already out
the position.
The decision
yes.
of the,
yes,
of the
but
panel.
She Asemba wo abaimua why na yebisa na sem
the president
now when ye minister say minister ana appointee ko din sebi nsem hunu a yebisa president enu kra po president ni sa ministry ho. Why is it that we think that when the Chief Justice is calling the shots in her own court we must insulate her from criticism? She's not above criticism. Constructive criticism must be made. And mm-hmm. in this instance, you know, the Chief Justice is acting in a manner that is hurtful to justice delivery in this country. As I say, so obi the Asemba Court.
Yes.
We expect the expeditious hearing of the case.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Two. So would the assembly we are? Your judicial system Makwain says, say ye the assembly tiamia. Me to me call for review
yes.
on appeal.
Yes.
Even in the Supreme Court, met to me a call for a review of the Supreme Court's
sure.
decision. And to say, Asemba winim, not what ye assembly name ye, you finish hearing the case, but you then wake up arbitrarily and say, me my judgment, until I finish hearing the main case. Main case, no, you've not shown, told us when you will start hearing it,
mm-hmm.
how long are you going to hear it, obey name. But what you have done, legally, Obeka say, oh, I have not given a ruling, so I've not placed an injunction on parliament.
Yes.
So technically, she has placed an injunction on parliament. And that's, and look, you don't need anybody to tell you that the Chief Justice has no power to place an injunction on parliament. She has no such power within the NTR. And even the Chief Justice agrees.
Mm-hmm.
Because in March this year, the Chief Justice gave a ruling on the Roxanne Dafia Mepo case. The Fiamepo Eko is seeking an injunction on parliament. Say parliament should not approve President Akufo-Addo ministers. No?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Chief Justice no rule. Say the Supreme Court has no power to place an injunction on a constitutional body
mm-hmm.
from carrying out its constitutional mandate.
Yes.
Essence said the approval of ministers of state and a constitutional mandate of a constitutional body, parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the transmission of bills.
From parliament
to the president, and your constitutional mandate in Article 106 mm-hmm. of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So the Supreme Court has no power to injunct parliament.
So then why don't you go ahead?
Because there is an injunction case pending.
Pending.
In the Roxanne case, there was an injunction case pending.
Mm-hmm.
She expeditiously heard the case mm-hmm. in 2 weeks. Otie case to a dismissal case, no. When it has gone on for 4 months, what fix it with it? Yankanshe. Sisi a due date now. We see Sisi a the senior day. Just say one chair a da Obama ruling.
Mm.
You've just thrown it in abeyance. The parliament is a house of law. You say case was before court. So you don't want
to mean your baby.
So basically, she has technically placed an injunction that she doesn't have the power on by staying judgment. And that is an abuse of constitutional power. It's a capricious use of her power as Chief Justice. It's very malicious aforethought. Just say what Snasi a dream is so bunny. Our parliament,
but,
and that's unbecoming of someone occupying the high office of Chief Justice. And see, Yang, as sponsors, know we reached out to a wide array of groups
mm-hmm.
the Catholic Bishops' Conference, the Ecumenical Councils, GPCC, Christian Council, your national chief imam ho, and Parliament eti your osu asase so
yes.
The osu traditional yes. Council, Supreme Court e osu traditional council asase so. Ente ye ko hu the acting president Numogbelenfo.
Okay.
And Numogbelenfo e kan se ni amame ne ye no. Wom as traditional authorities no. E how madwen. They are not happy about it. And the Numogbelenfo actually told the media with us, on one kasa bedi yenim in this match to the Chief Justice to demand that she gives us a date and gives us a timetable and works on this petition before her expeditiously. One.
But and also no Numogbelenfo etiasis that would be an action in stampeding the highest court of the
land. We're not stampeding the highest court.
Because a part of the legal process, and so say, when the court is seized with fact, any BB, and they can say, okay, we are staying our decision on this matter.
I challenge you and anybody to show me any instance where the court has stayed, had a full injunction case, fixed a date for hearing, then on the date of the ruling, fix a date for ruling. On the date of the ruling, no, then they come and stay the ruling and say they want to hear the full case. Show me any instance, any precedence, and our listeners are listening. So that we know that is the precedent the Chief Justice is employing. But in case about injunction, the critical question a judge will ask themselves if they are chasing justice and not any other interest. And they say injunction way, me grantee injunction now. Will it hurt the
balance of convenience
or the plaintiff?
Yes.
And if you say you are not passing a ruling on the injunction, what you are doing is you are stopping Parliament, an equal arm of government, from doing its job, which is transmitting the bill to the president. You are also stopping the president from acting in line with Article 106, 7, 8, and 9. To make a determination on a bill. We are co-equal arms of government. The Supreme Court has no power to stop both the executive and the legislature from doing their constitutional job. One. Two. Say yedi asemna yedi yebu mifoa. I have the right of an appeal. Today, she has deprived Parliament its right of an appeal, because you can't go and appeal anything, even though she's placed an injunction technically, but there's no decision. So she's even taking that right of an appeal away from Parliament. That is a very, very capricious use of power. Thirdly, Obisa Ohun say, what damage is done if this injunction is thrown out and Parliament is allowed to do its function whilst you hear the substantive case? The substantive case, they say, the law is unconstitutional. Essence said it imposes financial costs. That's all. That is the government of the case. The financial cost. That's why, if you remember, on the last
not some provisions being in contradiction.
They claim that
with the constitution.
They claim by Richard Sky and
Amanda Oda. The financial cost.
They claim is in contravention of the constitution. I can say you cannot have financial cost in a private member's bill.
Okay.
Said there was no fiscal impact analysis.
Okay.
Ubekai, on the last day of hearing of the injunction case, Tadio, sorry, our real lawyer for Parliament, Eba Parliament, with the financial impact analysis that Parliament did, Eba Chief Justice Nibisa and say, I didn't want found bad during disclosure. Now, Eno does not speak to the injunction. It speaks to the main case. Then he can bring it. So the main case has to do with financial implication.
Nothing about say the bit say you prescribe some form of public education on the bill, ne?
I'm not aware of any those issues. Okay. And don't forget, the Supreme Court recently ruled on another case that had come not on the bill but on the Criminal Offences Act.
Yeah.
Section 104.
Yeah.
Emma Omuka say it is a valid law. It is not unconstitutional. So, I mean, if you follow the position of the court, it is clear what the position of the court is on this matter. But clearly, the Chief Justice has an agenda that she is pursuing, for which reason she doesn't want the case to proceed.
That is what you think.
It is evident to anybody who has a brain and an eye to see what she is doing and think it through. And that's what I'm saying, that the Chief Justice has no such power. And the asofo imams, we want to the chief imam. Chief imam, I can say, asem na aye kuno, enye ye ye ku eye nyame adwuma na ye ye na otaye chief with bibia. And so you have the chief, national chief imam endorsing us, you have the Christian community endorsing us, you have the traditional authority endorsing it, and what we see one one kasabe pie etayechi to do this work. And see yeko Tuesday, but yeko police headquarters regional and a regional commander, very friendly gentleman, odi to yenim say opayacho na Tuesday no dear ebe hajing.
Okay,
esan say sa Tuesday no na yesterday exhibition
or
voters register exhibition. I'm bizan say na voters register exhibition there. Yeah, walk and the woman police 510 be a coaba. I saw for ni imams, yeah. Anything away near demonstration, a peaceful walk, a family values march. And I'll see a permit. A woman's armum, but a few way election, the air strong. Na police person be deployed, they have over 6,000 police exhibition centers in Accra. Now, on one per se, obe take chances and to your massive deployment. And see, I shared dates no, with all the other interest groups. No, to see, I know, yeah, in Ayabep, so say 17th of September.
17th September.
A Tuesday.
That's like 4 weeks. A little over a month from now.
Four Tuesdays from now.
Okay, and a 13th, yeah.
Four Tuesdays from now, I believe. Yabe, March.
No.
To the Supreme Court. You know, Maka routes in the BBR. In fact, Thursday. Na you see ye be sha say Kwame Nkrumah circle. Ye Drew Farris Square, ye be to aso Afa Makola. And then na ye PA wo Jonathan Mills Highway no so. And commander say no so patrol. Makola dear. Or should say ye be fa Makola na.
Yeah. Eh, how you
choked that person be my fans. Almost see me fans do also. Na ye do wa. You are the phone be brave, but I say, I'm my fans. Now I be hard drink. Yeah. I'm catching say, oh, me fans endorse us. Now, I'm paying that your mama need a go for. I'm paying a go for. I'm more fans see me. Now I'm to me for. Now so I'm see I'm be for. I'm be catching. I'm say Debbie. And I command that your permit. You want to see okay. You be for Farisco. Now you branch it. I copy TUC.
Okay.
Now you there for Iyoko anymore.
Okay.
Now you see main road. No.
Main road.
Now so I'm see hey boy. Ye drew you kwa ye njinja ho. Na yon krofo bi en nanti fri ho ko.
Supreme Court.
En na mika trom se, commander, we die. Date, wachichi minsa.
Yeah.
Makola wachichi minsa. We die ubwa. I'm trying to, because we nye demo.
Yeah.
And yet be forceful. I'm trying to accommodate everything the police is saying. But, Abba, ye pe se ye be ye petition no. Ye be handi over petition no. In front of the statue of the martyrs of justice. There is a symbolism of that to let the Chief Justice know. Say Ebi Abba Abesing Ansala Onu Bae. Now her reign will come to an end. So far Akufu. Etna sa akonyanosu. And then so far Akufu Otna Ewim Ewiase under the sun to do demonstrate picketing for her pensions. And see the Chief Justice must realize the power she holds and wills today is transient. And yafibo.
Yeah, and but so, the attempt to also get into the mind of the Chief Justice, and Cecilia, you are even impugning wrong motives and some intentions. Maybe Anna on me said your old dream, you know.
I don't see your dream. I mean, so much your dream, based on her actions and the conduct in the court. You don't need a soothsayer, and you don't need a prophet. And we believe, say she is not giving. In fact, as of now. I saw for people, and the Chief Justice, or I saw for a lay preacher, or preacher, or ICGC, or whatever. Her colleague pastors believe, say, she's not giving seriousness to the case before her.
Because for the pastors, no, they are not lawyers. In your mumbe, shenyoma with some level of emotion. When you sit on the bench, there are no emotions there.
No,
law
is talking,
is no any emotion.
When I catch myself, as often being your lawyers.
No, I mean, can't say women are your lawyers.
Fantastic.
They say, be no any lawyers.
But and the point is, nobody's using emotions here. We are looking at the law. When I came and sat here, I didn't talk about emotions. The reasons I gave you for our position, any emotions, I use law. But catch myself, she doesn't have the power to injunct parliament in the way she's done. She doesn't have the power to arbitrarily deprive us of her right to appeal a judgment without giving that judgment, but technically imposing a judgment on her. She doesn't have that power. It is that is what the framers of the Constitution, Article 296, determined when they said that power, public power, or public office must not be used capriciously, arbitrarily, or maliciously. They envisage the actions of the Chief Justice. And I'm saying this without any fear or trepidation, because I know I am grounded in the my belief in the face of the law. She knows it in her heart of hearts. She knows that her actions are not legal. Because I've said, show me any precedence. What is the danger if she had given judgment as she herself had announced on the 17th of July? What is the danger? It's not as though, say, you pass it or my injunction ruling, you know, she even rules in favor of parliament, say, we should proceed to hand over to the president. You know, it's not as if that next day, nah, the law is going into force. The president now has 7 days to accept, or 30 days to refer to the Council of State. So there's a 30-day to Council of State before it comes back to the president, before he either accepts in 7 days or rejects in 14 days, and then he now comes back to Parliament.
To Parliament.
So the process is far from completed, such that in that period, say, who person will hear the substantive case, Noah? You will proceed and hear that case and complete that case. So what is the danger in giving that ruling? There is no, this is not emotional, there is no legal wisdom whatsoever. In fact, it is legal foolishness.
But what about looking at it from this angle, sir? What if, based on the pleadings are plaintiffs and the court in the substantive case, if the court finds reason with the plaintiffs and says, sir, this whole bill is unconstitutional because of the impact, financial impact and all of that, in the hunt, you know, and they are striking out the entire bill. By which time, as an injunction, we ruling, we go ahead. Now more transfer the court. Now all the processes need to go through. Never be law. It renders the court's decision moot. No,
not at all. We've had provisions of even the constitution that we had used for 20 years before the court determined. Say, yeah, fine, yeah, jumabium. There was nothing done. Ah, my mama, typical example, Martin Kwebu case. Now the court, Criminal Offences Act.
Yeah.
It's a law of Parliament.
Yeah.
I see you can't grant anybody bail Saturday and Sunday. Nipa ewo Ghana na yanche no Friday. People just want to show you where power lies. E bet you Friday.
Yeah.
I just said Monday and Sunday when your bail. We lived with that. When the court finally determined because someone went to court, what did they do? They struck it out and we moved on. So the real question is, what is the danger? I mean, nobody is able to show me the danger if this is allowed to go to the president. Even if the president choose to sign within 7 days, the implementation is now going to go on. An ally is now going to have to come. I mean, what is so urgent that if they had ruled on the injunction, it would be irreparable damage that would have been caused. Nobody can show me. And please,
Nana, what is Anka Omo allow injunction elsewhere? If they had allowed the injunction,
then you allow us exercise our constitutional rights to an appeal, but you've taken that away from us. Because I have not seen any judgment of any court. Our courts, no more judgment, ni we are. They say we are barring you from appealing this case.
No.
Because it's a fundamental right.
In the petition, now say moye march now we become come Chief Justice, no. And then be womb. Say on your day.
We say any day did you ni ma yebe home. But we are clearly demanding. Say we want a timeline because what are any case no sine day. And see sine day she say a copy a da onu bepe. She can choose to call it next year.
Is this a legal vacation?
About the courts are hearing cases.
Yes.
Is the court not sitting?
They are.
And is this
at the Superior Court or where online
exactly.
Online sentence?
And is this case not a matter of grave national importance? The cases they are hearing, I'm not saying they are not important, but is this case that involves and has consequence on both the executive and legislature? Show me any case before the Supreme Court today that has consequence on the other two arms of government. This single case has implications on the working of the executive and the working of parliament. Show me any case before the Chief Justice. And then parliament is on recess. Are we not on recess?
Yes.
But the same Chief Justice has recommended to President Akufo-Addo 5 judges for the Supreme Court. Appointments Committee of Parliament has been recalled from recess to come and vet the nominees for Supreme Court when we are on recess. But the Supreme Court cannot hear a case involving Parliament. Obi. Do you get the point I'm making?
Yeah.
Parliament is on recess. Because the Chief Justice says the workload is too much, he wants more judges. Parliament has been called from recess on the request of the executive to come and vet and approve. And then after the committee is done, they are going to summon all MPs, 275 from everywhere in the world. Abambe Tia Transport, say MPs in Brabac. Now remember approving Supreme Court judges, Mano. But the case that involves Parliament and the presidency, that is before her. We are paying her salary by work of vacation.
That is before the Supreme Court.
Her court.
Every other court is her court.
So, Semisi, it's before her. I'm not wrong. Because only me here is in the court. So, do you understand why I'm saying that? There can be, look, there is no explanation why you will say such a matter. Forget that it is LGBTQ or whatever. The substance of this case touches on both the executive and the legislature and their work. Article 106 of the Constitution is on trial. The Constitution is on trial. And then you choose to go on vacation and you are hearing other cases that this is not important. The priorities of our Chief Justice have to be checked properly.
And
for me, the anger I feel is the fact that you are bringing Parliament back for the same Chief Justice who has no regard for Parliament in her courts.
For the Judicial Council, into the recommendations, and you know it. And yet, I am not comfortable with how you are personalizing the thing, because the recommendations...
The letter that came into the media, who signed it?
No, but that letter would have no force if the Judicial Council says, hey, to watch any baby.
And when they share Nyamanase, it's the same way...
It has to start from
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Yes.